Hey guys, just a heads up. This podcast contains adult language and occasionally has adult themes. If you are under the age of 18, you need to click away. No, seriously, if you are a child or someone who's going to be judging me around the dinner table, you need to find another podcast. Thanks. Welcome to Panda Talks. I am Panda.
And I'm Brady.
And, this should be coming out right before Christmas if my computer wasn't being slow. I was going to pull up the calendar and check real quick, but apparently it's updating, Brady. But
oh, you want me to...
if you wouldn't mind.
Oh my heck. Okay. So this Friday is the 9th, then the 16th, then the 23rd.
So this will be the 16th.
Okay.
Oh, damn, I thought we were doing good, but, we're not, but anyway, we're not restarting this. This is how it is. yeah, I just read my, Spotify did, like the yearly wrap, if you know what that is, where they go over your, like your analytics and your top whatevers and, tell you everything about everything. Like if you're a listener on Spotify, it'll be like, here's the song you listen to the most, here's the type of like genres you listen to, here's your top artists, things like that. Well, as a content creator, they did that for me. I'm not sure if they did it last year, but I just read it this year, and apparently we're up 10% listeners, and we have listeners in 4 countries, and they wouldn't tell me all 4, but they said the top 3 were United States, Canada, and India. So I guess I'll just take this time to thank everyone so much for listening, wherever you are. If you're in Canada, hey, are you my family? That's embarrassing if you are. You're in India? Who the fuck's listening in India was what I was wondering. But thanks for being here. I'm grateful to have you. It's just, I don't know. I don't ever expect this podcast to blow up and be huge, but it does make me feel good to like see things like that. Because, I don't know, unless someone is messing with their VPN, as far as I know, it's like literally 5 people listening. So
yeah. Well, I don't know, because like with my VPN, whenever I turn it on, it's always... Sorry.
Bad timing.
I think the furthest it goes away is like Washington. Like usually it's like... last time I turned it on, it said I was in Denver. You know, so it's like Colorado. It never gets like
super... You don't get far to away. Choose which country you're in?
You can, but...
Yeah, like, that's what I was saying.
So, I mean, I don't know. I usually don't, because I feel like... I don't know. I feel like if I put my... This might be stupid, and I should know this because I'm a tech guy, but I'm like... I feel like if I put my VPN far, like, too far away, it makes my internet run slower. And it does. Like, to be fair, like, whenever I have my... I feel like whenever I have my VPN on, my internet runs slower, which... I mean, probably because it's being safer, whatever, you know, like, I usually, like, where did I connected to a public Wi-Fi the other day, but, so, that's all a really long way to say, hopefully there's somebody listening in India and it's not somebody messing with their VPN, because...
That's really cool.
Yeah.
If it is someone. According to my analytics on, Anchor, my top 4 countries are United States, Germany, Brazil, and Australia. So, I don't know what's up with that. But, wherever you are, wherever you're from, whether you're messing with your VPN or not, whether you're just McCaid on 2 different phones, thank you for being here. We appreciate you. Last week, I will admit... I felt bad while doing it, and looking back now as I edit everything, I feel bad that I don't think we gave Hanukkah its dues.
Yeah.
I think we could have done better with that. But, you know, until I get Jewish friends that can set the record straight for me, that's...
Yeah.
Probably is... I don't know.
Well, it's hard because you're trying to read stuff and a lot of times you don't know how to pronounce certain things, you know?
And you don't want to sound monotone. You know, the whole time you're trying to be fun. So you don't want to just sit and read, and then you try to read quickly and it's like, I don't know, if you ever like had anxiety about reading in class and then your anxiety made you like an even shittier reader, that was me. Like I'm already bad at reading, but if I have to read in front of you, I'm going to be way worse just because I'm so stressed about how bad I am. Yeah. So,
well, I thought you did fine, but yeah, it's especially when you get stuff in like, other languages like Hebrew or something, you're just like, oh shoot. I hope I'm doing this justice.
Yeah. Because I want to be more inclusive. And honestly, like, I am curious about different religions and different... I think I mentioned it in the Old Magic at Christmas episode that one of my favorite things in elementary school was Christmases around the world. I loved that. And so, I mean... I'm really interested in other countries and cultures and religions. And so, like, how do you celebrate this time of year? I want to hear about it. Not apparently, because I already knew this, but it's just funny that, you know, everything is TikTok, you know, but, everything Christmas is from pagan traditions. So, as I am exploring more, you know, witchcraft and things like that, it is funny that, like, all of their things coincide with what I already do. So, it's just like, oh, cool, now I can just, like, do it with a different, like, intent or belief or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, that's pretty funny. That has nothing to do with anything. I just rambled a little bit, and I apologize. So, we were going to talk about today... What makes Christmas special? What to us, you know, as are we trying to incorporate into our Christmas now to keep making it special for our kids? What made it special for us as children? And then if we don't ramble on enough about that, I thought it'd be funny to talk about what do we want for Christmas this year? But you brought up an even better one, which is your favorite toy, favorite present or whatever that you ever got. So, that's our plan for today. And apparently going back to the Spotify rap, we're in the category of leisure podcasts. So I guess Brady, you got your wish. We are the more kickback, relaxed. Just conversational, less educational type of podcast. So, hooray!
Hooray!
Hooray! All right, Brady. Since Christmas is such a more special time to you, would you like to begin with what makes Christmas special to you, past, present, and what do you want to incorporate into the future?
It's always, to me, been no school. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. For some reason, it's kind of like I'm going to choose the cop-out answer, not specifically the cop-out answer, but I'll talk about it. Where there's... It's like we just watched Scrooged. Sometimes I feel like it's hard to, you know, for people to understand. Scrooged. The one with Bill Murray. Who else is in it? Bunch of people. The girl from Indiana Jones and... Yeah. But at the end of the movie, he goes on this rant. Not a rant. And he's basically just saying, you know, Christmas is the time of year when more people are more likely to go out of their way to do stuff for other people. Like, he kind of goes on to be like, don't just use it for Christmas, use it always. But it's like, that's kind of the nice thing, is I feel like everybody's a little happier, everybody's a little nicer, minus a few days here and there. You know, like Black Friday is kind of a funny way to kick off the season of giving and stuff, because everybody's shopping and going crazy and getting in fights. But to me, Christmas has always been special, just because it's kind of an excuse to see people you never see. Like, my dad's family don't really get together too often. They get together for a family reunion in the summer, which I missed. And then they get together for a family Christmas party, which I also missed. But that's beside the point. It's just kind of like, you go and you get to see your family, you get to see people you don't really get to see that often. And it's just mostly about family stuff, you know? Like, Christmas Day is all about family. And Christmas Eve for me is mostly, like, about family. Like, yeah, I'll still do some last-minute shopping if I need to, or last-minute whatevers. But for the most part, I'm probably just gonna spend it with my family, just doing whatever. Like, we usually have a Christmas party on Christmas Eve. It'll be different this year since my grandma passed away, so we'll see how that goes. But it's just like, we've talked about this. I've probably mentioned it on here. Christmas Eve for me was always more of a big deal than Christmas Day. I just loved the vibe that I got at my grandma's Christmas Eve party. Like, it was, to me, it was more of a, I don't know, more of an exciting night, I guess. Like, Christmas morning, I was still that kid, you know, you make the jokes, and every kid probably is the same, where you're like, I can't freaking sleep. Like, sleeping's not gonna happen tonight. Yeah, that was me. I never freaking slept. But I loved going to the Christmas Eve party, and it's funny because it's not, I don't want to say evolved, but it's changed. When I was a kid, we had the Christmas party at my grandma Merle's house. And it consisted of us going to this party, and we would show up, eat, and it used to be like our Christmas Eve dinner. This is like when I'm younger, so I don't know. I don't even know if Makeda remembers this. When I was a kid, it was much like a Thanksgiving type dinner. Like, it was potatoes and gravy and corn, or, you know, whatever. Usually a turkey or some ham. Like, it was
sounds pretty Christmas to me, bro.
yeah, it, that's what we used to eat. And in recent years, it's changed significantly. Like, it's gone to, we go to my uncle's house now, and he's got a sports court in his house, and we eat in there. And we usually eat whatever. Like, last year, I think we had Chick-fil-A. Was that last year?
I think so.
And
No, last year was pizza, the year before was Chick-fil-A.
that,
It was pasta, and you were like, I'm
oh
bringing a
yeah,
pizza.
that
So you were
was,
pissed. You didn't want
yeah, I
pasta.
didn't want pasta, so I brought pizza, because I was like, this is stupid. If I'm gonna eat something on Christmas Eve, I'm gonna eat what I want. But yeah, and so it's kind of changed. Like, we used to have it at my grandma's house, and it was very the good form of homely. Like, before the
The
family,
English.
yeah, the English form of home. Like, it felt really comfortable. Like, a lot of people were uncomfortable because the house, she has a little house and it was very packed, and I understand that. Like, I totally get it. Especially now that everybody is an adult and everybody has their own families. You know, we need a lot more room. And so we did switch it to my uncle's house, and then for a while we did it in his living room, and that was fine. Then they moved it to the sports court, and I'm like, this is dumb. Why aren't we just doing it in a church? It has the same vibe. Like, it's not... It doesn't feel comfy. It doesn't feel cozy. It feels like a production. And I'm like, I don't like it. Not a fan. Sorry, this is turning into a rant more than a what's special to me. I told my mom this year, I went up to her and I said, if we're going to do this party in the sports court again, I'm going to be really annoyed. And she looked at me and basically said, well, you know, the reason we do it there is because the cleanup is so much easier. And I said, I get that. I understand that. I don't mind helping clean up a little bit if we can just do it somewhere that feels a little more cozy. Like, I don't like doing it in this big area. Like, to me, it's just...
Well, and then all the damn kids are like, oh, let's play basketball. And it's like, no, people are sitting here underneath the hoops, like...
Yeah.
Don't play basketball right now. It's like literally the worst time to play basketball. Like, sorry.
No.
I'm not going to go on a rant, but let's just say I agree with you. On a lot of things, I'm not going to get too bitchy tonight. McKay told me for his birthday he doesn't want me to talk about negative things towards this holiday. He didn't say it like that, but so I'm going to respect him. Please continue.
But yeah, so that... Back to reality.
Nope, there goes gravity.
Yeah, no. So that was my favorite, is we'd go, this was my Christmas Eve, as we'd go when I was younger. We'd always go to the cemetery beforehand and put flowers or something on the graves of, you know, people that have passed away. And then we'd go home and open pajamas. Like, that was the one thing that I always remember about my childhood, is opening. We had one. My mom never put presents under the tree. Sorry. She never put our presents under the tree. But she'd always put our Christmas Eve presents under the tree just because they were pajamas. And it always said, Brady Christmas Eve, you know? But like us right now, we have a handful of presents under the tree, basically just because we were sick of storing them. And we're like, let's just wrap them and put them
out. That's how I grew up. We always... just put presents under the tree as soon as we could.
And I like it. Like, it, I understand my mom's thinking, because we've kind of had that at one point when our youngest daughter was like, hey, this is my present. And we're like, yeah, it is. And she just started opening it. And we're like, nope,
well,
we gotta wait.
We were watching Scrooged, and then Bill Murray and the girl from Indiana Jones were opening their presents, and she... grabbed their presents when they grabbed theirs and passed out her sisters and her brothers. And then as they were opening it, started opening hers. And we had to go, no, 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 no. But it was pretty adorable.
Yeah.
We're like, not till Christmas. And then she felt bad. But that was pretty cute. She thought it was like she was watching the TV. And anyway, yeah. Sorry.
No, it was cute. And I don't know. So we do that, open our pajamas, and then we go to my grandma's, and we eat dinner. We do a family gift exchange, and then my family would leave, and we'd go look at Christmas lights, and then for a while there, we would go to this place that we live by called the Festival of Lights. And we would do that every Christmas Eve. And I loved it. And it was, like, super fun. And then the next morning, well, the night of Christmas Eve, we would always ask my parents, hey, what time can we wake up? And they would try to, like, push it back, you know? Like, they'd be like, oh, 7, 8, what, you know, typical parent stuff. And we'd be like, oh, how about 5? Is 5 sound good? And then we'd settle like on 5:30 or, you know, some just crazy hour. And I was like, all right, well, okay, let's go to bed. And then we would just pretty much just sit there, you know, trying to sleep. And you can't really sleep, so you pretty much just lay there and roll around. And somehow, some way, you get to 5:30 or whatever time you were going to get out of bed. And we'd go get our parents, and sometimes our dad would be like, oh, 10 more minutes, whatever. But the kids were like, no, we agreed. 5:30. This was sealed in blood. Get out of bed. And then they'd get out of bed. And then my dad did something that I do with our Christmas videos. I don't know if your family did them. I come in here and I videotape the whole room before the disaster. Like, I look at both of our daughters' piles and kind of look at them, and then look at the Christmas tree, and then wait for them to come in and film their reaction. And that's kind of what my dad did, you know. My dad was always the film guy on Christmas, and it's fun, you know, getting just sitting here filming and watching the kids come in and just light up and be like, oh my gosh, it's freaking Christmas. And that's kind of where it has shifted, is like, when I was a kid, I was so excited to get my presents, you know? Like, you always are like, well, I'm more about the giving, and I'm more about this aspect, you know, whatever. But as a kid, on the inside, you're like, yeah, I like to give, but I can't wait to see what I got, you know? And just coming down and seeing all your presents, you're like, yes. But now, as an adult, you do it, and you have your children, and you're like excited to see how they're gonna react to their Christmas. You know, they're so excited to see what Santa Claus brought them, and you're excited for them to see what Santa Claus brought them. You know, like, it's 100% like shifted. Like, we've kind of put it on that, like, I don't want to be like, well, we're on a back seat, whatever. But it's like, at the same time, you're like, yeah, well, we kind of are. Like, yeah, I like getting presents, but right now, all that really matters to me is my kids getting presents. You know, I don't care if I get anything, but as long as my kids get stuff. But I don't know. It's kind of fun to have that shift and to sit back and go like, all right, I can't wait to sit back and watch my kid. Like, I got them this. Let's see how they react to this. Ooh, I got them this, you know, and to sit back and kind of see what Santa got him and stuff. And just, like, I feel like you always want that reaction. And this is kind of a, if you get the reference, you get the reference. If you don't, I'm sorry. A Mac getting the Cabbage Patch Kid on Christmas. From It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, when he's like, you know, he just stands up, it's like, Cabbage Patch Doll, Cabbage Patch Doll, and starts, you know, doing his karate chops. And I'm like, you know what? Like, that's the reaction that I want. But if I don't get that reaction, I'm not gonna freak out. 'Cause I like we have one. I've been going through my old Christmas movies and turning them digital so I can, you know, distribute them to the family and stuff, because we used to watch them. But there's one. It was Christmas 1993, so I would have been 5, right? 89, 92, 93. I would have been 5, and I get this toy, and I say, I didn't want this. And my dad, who's filming, goes, well, he probably just meant to give it to your brother. Why don't you go give it to him? And I'm just like, I'll just have it. You know? And I'm like, at the time, I'm like, my dad is probably just like, freaking you, ungrateful little bugger. But at the time, I was just like, you know what? Like, I didn't want this. What do you, like, why do I have to have this? But now, as an adult, it just kind of makes me like kind of cringe as I'm watching it. And like, oh man, I was such a little, like, a little shit. Like, who the hell says that? Like, really? But you know, You can't go back and change the past. You can only learn from it. But it's just funny because I'm just going through and I've always felt that way about that video clip. And because we used to always watch him, and every time it's just like, I didn't want that. Why don't you give it to your brother? And I'm like, I'll just have it. And it ended up being a badass present. Like, it was, what are they called? It's the thing where you pull the trigger and there's little race cars that go around the track. That has a name, Skelectric. I think it's called Skelectric, something like that. And I didn't want it at the time, but then by the time like I started playing it and everybody was playing it, I'm like, this is badass. And that's one of those toys that I'm like, dang, I wish I still had that. I don't even know if they make those anymore. But yeah, I'm excited to see my kids' reaction. If they say something like that, it might bug me, but at the same time, I'm like, it's coming because I did it. It's karma. So I can only hope everything goes the way it can. We're trying to do our own things. What are they called?
Traditions?
Traditions.
Yeah, you came home the other night, all disturbed and all distraught. What kind of tradition? Do you want to start any traditions? What kind of traditions do you want to do? And I was like, Mother effer, I have been pounding traditions into this family since year two, and just like everything else in our marriage, I'll never be good enough for you. But I feel like we've had plenty of traditions.
No, we do. We have plenty of traditions.
You just don't like any of them.
I like them. I always feel like, I don't know. Well, I just want to keep getting new ones, whatever. I don't know. I don't know how they're going to be. But it's like, because we've had traditions in the past that we used to have that we no longer do. And like, I think about it, and it's like, it was super fun at the time. But at the same time, it was a lot of work for not as, big a payoff. Like, we used to make.
Was it like, are you thinking of the Christmas ornaments?
Yeah, the Christmas ornaments.
Well, how that started was we were super poor our first year of marriage, and we couldn't afford, like, I think we had those blue baubles that are still on our tree and a star, and we had lights and like really ghetto freaking dollar store like garland, and that was it. So I thought, I don't remember, I don't think it was our first year, it might have been our second year, because I ruined your family's Christmas our second year, so I tried my damnedest to make every day in December just the best day so you would forgive me, and that's another can of worms we won't get into. But so I started, let's do an ornament decorating party where everyone comes and decorates an ornament, or makes an ornament and decorates our tree. And then the year 2016, when I was pregnant, was the first year I could actually afford. Well, I'm not gonna say afford, but like, I was working at Joann, and I got the Black Friday deal on like two sets of Christmas decorations, and it's still the baubles that we have on, and like half of them are broken, and I wanted new ones this year, and we'll. But anyway, so that was the last year I did it because I was finally rich enough to be able to put actual decorations on my tree and not just have people decorate my tree for me. So that's how that started.
I think someday we'll bring it back, like when our kids are old enough to actually do their own thing.
All right, so what was special about just Christmas Eve, looking at lights? That's what made Christmas special to you?
That just spending time with family, doing family stuff like we used to, just kind of like what we do now with our kids. Like, we sit down, we try to watch Christmas movies as a family, and we try to, do fun family stuff. But it was always like family most of all. Maybe it was because I was kind of a loser kid and didn't have a ton of friends. Like, I had a lot of friends, don't get me wrong, but it was like, I don't know. I just preferred to spend time with my family on Christmas. You know, like I hung out with a lot of kids around my neighborhood, and it was always like so fun waking up and seeing what you got. And we used to go like go around to all of our cousins' houses, and I kind of didn't do this, but my siblings would call the neighbor kids and be like, "What did you get? And what did you get?" And what, you know, and I was just like, "Well, I don't really need to do that. Like, I'm not too worried about it." But yeah. So it's just being around family, getting your Christmas presents, and doing like just Christmas parties. Those were my favorite. And going looking at Christmas lights and stuff like that. Those were what made Christmas what it was to me.
Well, mine's gonna be brief. I don't quite remember when I lost that magical feeling that you get around Christmas. But yeah, my family was also super close. My grandma would have her Christmas party, and I remember having the Christmas feeling and even acknowledging, like, oh, this is Christmas. It feels like Christmas. This is what Christmas feels like. And, like, just having that feeling and trying so desperately to grasp onto it. And, I don't know if we went over these last year, but, like, for me, Christmas is like, Amy Grant's holiday album. And my family had this VHS tape, or not VHS, cassette tape with a bunch of different Christmas songs on it. And I found it on YouTube, and just listening to it in the car, and I wonder if I get kind of my negative attitude from my I'm just gonna, for intents and purposes, just call him my stepdad. Because I remember he just gets so annoyed with, like, he hated I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus. He hated, I want to say this Shirley Temple, I'm getting nothing for Christmas. Like, he would just, certain Christmas songs he'd just complain about. And, like, my mom and I would just drive him nuts listening to the Christmas songs, because my mom has seasonal depression, so she loves Christmas. It helps get her out of that rut. And so she listens to Christmas music November 1st. And so he gets sick of it and complains. And, you know, being the cheeky kid, you just love to drive your parents crazy because it's funny. I loved listening to it just because it made me laugh, the fits he'd throw over it. So I do wonder if some of my negative attitude does come from him. I mostly blame working in at Joann for my distaste to Christmas music, just because, I kid you not, 1 year working there, they played Frosty the Snowman 4 times in a row, all by different artists. And I was like, this is insane. This is stupid. Like, I now hate this song. Thank you. So, retail really ruins a person around the holidays, so please be nice to well, be nice to everyone, but especially your retail workers, because they're suffering the most this time of year.
Well, and I'll hurry and add in my 2 cents if I can, is I feel the same way. Like, I more recently have gotten into Christmas music, but for a long time I couldn't. And there's most songs like I still hate. I still can't stand like Santa Baby. That song still pisses me off.
Even by the OG?
Yeah.
Oh, I like that one.
It just 'cause I don't like
That's
the
the one I
song.
like. When they got the guy to sing it, but he tried to make it Santa Buddy, that's when I was like, okay, listen. You already took a song that's not my favorite, unless it's the OG. And, like, it you could the least you could do is be gay. and still call him Santa Baby. You can't do Santa Buddy. It doesn't work that way. Knock it off.
But it's like, there's certain songs, and like some of them are coming back. I'm like, okay, I can listen to this. I have a love-hate relationship with Baby It's Cold Outside. Like,
hate it.
I don't mind it, but at the same time, like, this, it's just so rapey. I'm just like, dude, I don't know. Like, I don't want to be like that stickler that's like, but he's just like, for real, like, just listen to the lyrics. It sounds so rapey. But,
well, not,
Idina Menzel.
Idina Menzel and that Michael Bublé song version we have, when she says, you're so pushy, and he says, I like to think it's opportunistic. And I'm like, that sounds like an effing predator. Like, that sounds shady as hell. So, anyway, continue.
Oh, no, that's it. Like, I'm starting to get back into Christmas music, but it didn't happen overnight.
But you worked retail, so you know what I mean.
Yeah, I worked retail. I know, like, that was the problem, is, like, you get Santa Baby, and you literally have 500 versions of Santa Baby, and then you have 500 versions of Baby It's Cold Outside. And then there's still what's her name? Barbara Streisand? Somebody. I think it's Barbara Streisand. They have the song that's Jingle Bell, Jingle Bell, Jingle, let the baby put fun in and say hey. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm going to rip my freaking ears out. Like, I don't know who told her that was a good idea, but it's not. But other than that, like, listening to it, especially listening to it with my kids, and there's, you know, like, we went and saw Santa Claus last night, and we were on the way back, and your mom came with us, and we were, like, turning on Christmas music, and it was some songs, just the couple songs that we play a lot, and they're singing along, and they know all the words, and your mom was just like, oh, these girls are so smart, and blah, 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 and I'm just like, you know what they are? Like, I didn't know that our youngest or our oldest knew all the words to this song that we just found this year, and we just started listening to it. And I turned it on, and she was like just belting along with it, and she was singing like all the words. Like, she didn't know every single word, but she knew a lot of them. And I was like, holy crap, like, I barely know this song, and you're already singing, like, all the words. And so it's, fun times.
Fun times. Anyway, I don't remember what I was saying. I don't remember where I got to, but...
Yeah, hated Christmas music because your stepdad.
I don't, well... So anyway, yeah, for me, like, my grandma did have her Christmas Eve party, but it wasn't really much. And to this day, it's not, like, a whole big deal. But for me, what was more, like, magical than anything, it was Christmas morning. Not necessarily the gifts, though one of my favorite traditions was, so just the way... My grandfather, if I haven't explained this before, his inheritance to his children was land. So he has a house, and on either side of him is my mom and my aunt. And then down the road is my uncle. And then now, like, down the road a little bit's my aunt. And then the youngest is in a different city. But anyway, so, like, we would wake up, and we would try to wake up early because my grandparents would come over to everyone's house to watch them open up presents. And it was kind of a competitive thing between us and my cousins of who's going to wake up first so grandma can come to our house first. Which in hindsight is stupid, and I feel so bad for my grandparents getting that call. Because my cousins went insane, because the older I got, the more responsible I was, and I was in charge of taking care of my siblings, and I was the one that's like, no, you guys, we are not waking mom and dad up. Like, 5 o'clock's the earliest, and if we're all asleep at 5, then, we'll do it when we wake up. But, I was responsible. I didn't want my parents to be mad at me for letting the kids out too early, so, yeah, 5 was the earliest. And my cousins would wake up at, like, 3 or 4. Like, they were insane. But, so, like, that competition to get my grandparents over was always a thing. And then what was more important to me than anything, well, okay, back up, sorry. Like, Christmas presents, fun. It's always so fun and exciting. I guess my biggest thing is just, like, someone, no, he knew I wanted this, and he's so kind to have brought me this, and I'm so grateful he brought me this. And I remember getting clothes, and I don't remember how old I was, but one year I was like, Mom, do you think Mrs. Claus knitted these? And my mom was like, yeah. And I just remember, like, just marveling at, like, how good the clothes looked and thinking Mrs. Claus made me these clothes. And, like, even smelling them, like, oh, what does she smell like? What does the North Pole smell like? Just trying to, like, go there, But then my favorite part always was after presents was Christmas breakfast. And that's, to this day, I mean, you talk about the idea of, would you maybe want to switch up doing Christmas Day with your family and Christmas Eve with my family? And for me, it's always a hard no, because as I got older and more cynical, the one thing to this day that I look forward to more than anything is that Christmas breakfast. It's still my favorite to this day. And I guess it's just nostalgia that holds me on to it. I always loved getting a Christmas orange in my stocking. That's always meant a lot to me. And I want to say this is a tradition within my family, but apparently it's a tradition among everyone's freaking family but yours, because you hadn't heard of it till you married me. And then, like, to me, it meant something just because we'd go over different stories. So my great great grandfather owned a shop in Orderville, Utah, and and this was, like, Great Depression era, and every Christmas he and his sons would fill up boxes from their convenience shop full of groceries, and then just drop them onto neighbors' doors so they could have food. And it was Great Depression era, but they still managed to always get oranges, which was a big deal because, this was the 20s? No. 30s. When was the Depression? 30s. It was in the 30s. And to get an, like, it wasn't like it is now where there's oranges in the store year round. It was, like, a big deal to get these shipped and have them last. So, just having that story of, like, it meant something to us. But, and then normally my day would go, my birth father would come and pick me up, and then I'd go have Christmas at his house. And it was really convenient because when he had another kid, that kid would sleep in. Like, I was always nervous, like, oh no, that would suck for him to, like, have to, like, is he gonna wait for me to open my presents and have to wait all day? That's not fair. But luckily, this kid slept until 1 or 2 in the afternoon, and my dad would pick me up about 11 or 12. And so I'd go open presents with my brother, and then go to my grandma's house where I'd, like, open presents with my cousins, have another breakfast. I guess it was like lunch at that time, but it was always breakfast food. And then after those festivities, we'd go to my stepmom's parents' house. And this woman had the most amazing tree and living room. I've bragged about this house multiple times on this podcast. And she'd always give me something I never appreciated. And now as an adult, and I don't have access to it anymore, I'm, like, pissed. She'd always, like, she had an account set up for us, and she'd always put money in our account. So every Christmas, she'd give us a bank statement saying, this is how much money's in your account. And as a kid, I was like, oh, this is, like, I never said this is dumb. But, like, you know, I was just like, oh, thanks. Like, what am I going to do with this? Like, whatever. And now as an adult and I could use a little extra cash, I'm like, that probably has so much, like, interest on it. I wish I, like, had access to that account, but I forfeited those rights when I left the family. So that sucks. But, yeah, and then we'd have Christmas dinner at her house, and it was a big spread, and I'd be there with all of I guess my step cousins, and playing with them and seeing what they got for Christmas. And they'd usually do a little pageant, and I remember 1 year I played Away in a Manger on the piano, and then yeah, go home and spend the rest of the vacation at my dad's house. And I mean, I don't know if I just blabbered for 15 minutes, or if I explained what's. Oh, Brady, why do you do this to me?
Do what?
You're doing this on purpose, aren't you?
No.
Please bring back your YouTube channel. Just, you can't.
I thought about plugging it in and recording it while we talked,
Well,
but
why don't we? We should. Oh my gosh. Let's wrap this one up and let's do a YouTube, because I don't know. I think you need to start a farm from scratch for that though.
probably.
Just so everyone knows, Brady just slammed his semi truck into a barn, and then it got stuck 'cause he hit the wall so hard. So anyways, those are fond Christmas memories for me. Like I said, I can't describe like what made. Now he's ramming his truck with the tractor, but it's glitching out. Brady, you can't do this shit when we're not recording it. Stop. It's not fair.
It's
It's
stuck.
not
It's stuck. It's
fair.
stuck forever.
Oh gosh. Okay. Oh. For me, it was more of a feeling, and I look back with that feeling, and I wish more than anything I could have that feeling again. And I try each year, but right now I'm trying to just recreate it for my children. And so I'm just trying to, like Brady said, and this is a lot that I'm learning from my past traumas as I'm like healing from them. And it's just funny how you think you're over it, and then you have kids, and it's like, oh, remember this that happened years ago? Well, we're gonna bring it up again, you know. I'm really trying to come to grips with the fact that you, like Brady said, you can't go back and you can't change the past. So I can't change things that happen to me. I can only just make things better. So I'm trying to just dig up my favorite parts of Christmas and force that onto my kids, just hoping and praying that they have a good holiday and they walk away having a good memory and, you know, loving this holiday, because they, you know, I want them to look back and just be like, Christmas was so great. My parents made it so special for me. You know, I made this really cute. You son of a bitch, Brady. Are you gonna try and ram your step truck with another truck?
No, this is the same truck. I teleported it back to the
Oh,
shop.
you're gonna get it stuck again because you're just speeding way too fast. Oh my gosh. Okay, I'm gonna just not look at the screen as you do your shenanigans because this is distracting.
Sorry.
I remember what I was saying. Oh, I made a cute little advent calendar out of stockings because we had his. Brady's mother gets our kids the little chocolate advent calendar every year, which is fun. And we have the felt tree, which I'm so happy to have that because I remember my grandma had that and I just loved it so much. So I made one. It's not as good as hers. I wanted hers, but she threw it away. And like we gotta do that, but I made one with more activities on it. Like tonight's activity was like have a family game night, and we'll have like a picnic under the Christmas tree and write letters to Santa, and like, and then I put more acts of service. Like I can't remember, it's, we didn't do this Advent last year, so I can't remember everything that's written in there, but I know one of the nights is like we have like bake something sweet for our EMTs, donate a toy to charity, and go out to dinner and leave a gift for your waitress or your server. And, you know, so I'm trying to, like, Brady, and I won't get into it because I'm going to be happy and positive about this holiday, but, like that second year of our marriage when I ruined everything, I tried to make every day so special for you, so you'd forgive me. I'm trying to make each and every day, like, special for my kids just because I want them, you know, I want them to have a good Christmas. I want that so bad for them that, like I said, they walk away with traditions to start with their own families. You know, they can take what they love, leave what they hate. I mean, we get, like, that's all I want. I just want them to be like Brady, and, like, when this day pops up and they're adults, they're just like, oh, yeah, I love Christmas, and don't have to be shunned freaks for having a different opinion than the rest of the world. But all right, I said I'd be brief. Hopefully I wasn't too negative. I'm trying really hard for you, McCade. Do you love me yet? Am I accepted in the family? Just kidding. But so Brady, what was your favorite gift you ever received and or given?
Oh my gosh. I don't know. Favorite one ever?
This was your idea.
No, I just was going to say, what are some good memorable gifts from when you were a kid? I don't know what my favorite one would be. There's some, so I've been on this kick for the last, I don't know how long, while, of, like, recapturing nostalgia. So I feel like there's so many people that, like, you know, like, oh, I remember this, or I remember that. Like, last year I wanted to get McCade's name in the drawing because I knew, and I say drawing, like I said, we do family gift exchange, and I wanted to get McCade's name because I had been on eBay earlier that year and I'd seen some toys from my childhood, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is so amazing. Like, I haven't seen these toys for so long, and some of them, like, I still have, like, they're at my mom's house, but they're just kind of trash. Like, we, not blaming other kids, like, me and McCade were really hard on our toys. You know, as boys are, like, we had this Batman that we would fight over. I might have already talked about this on the podcast, but I'm, you know, going to talk about it again. We had this Batman that we would fight over, and it was a black Batman covered with lightning bolts. And I found it. I was looking for, I can't even remember what I was looking for on eBay. But then I just started looking up my old toys to, like, see how much they would cost. And I think I got on the subject of, like, my old Batmobiles, because we used to have, like, all the toy Batmobiles and stuff. And so I want to say, like, I was looking up that, and then I just found some dude that happened to have, like, almost every, I think they're just called the Kenner Batman, the animated series toys. And so I just was looking at them, and lo and behold, there's a freaking, so its name is Lightning Strikes, I want to say is what it's called, Lightning Strikes Batman. And I found this Batman toy, and I was like, no freaking way. And I didn't buy it, but then I was like, oh, I hope I get my kid for Christmas. I hope I get my kid for Christmas because I know what I'm going to get him. And I didn't get him. And I was like, dang it. Got to wait another year. I can't guarantee this thing's going to be on eBay. You know, like, I can't guarantee that's going to be there. So we ended up trading whoever got McCade and his wife. And I was just like, yes, it's going to happen. And I got it. And so I bought that Batman toy. And it kind of, I'll be honest, it went over the threshold of, because we're supposed to follow a price limit.
And I never follow it.
I never follow it. I've already gotten McCade's gift this year. I'm not going to say what it is because this is going to come out before, but it's way past what we're supposed to spend. But yeah, so I saw it, or I got it for him, and I gave it to him. And I don't know. I think he was pretty stoked about it. McCade, you can be honest, and because you usually text me after you listen to these to give me updates and tell me funny quotes that you thought was funny.
I appreciate it.
But so you can tell me if that was a really stupid gift or if you legit thought it was as cool as I thought it was. Because I was pumped. I thought it was like the greatest gift. And like, I understand as an adult, you don't have as much need for it. Like, you can stick it in a closet, you know, like you could put it in your doll cabinet or you could let your kids play with it. You know, like it's totally up to whoever gets it. Like, I know a lot of people that like to keep everything mint. I'm going to have it mint and clean and blah, 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 blah. But I'm like, dude, I'd much rather have my kids play with them. You know?
Well, he didn't cry like you wanted him to, so there's that.
But I don't know. That was one gift that I felt I probably got more joy out of giving it than I would have been like receiving it, if that makes sense. Like, if I don't know, that was one present that I was just super stoked to give it.
Yeah, my favorite gift we ever gave is we pulled Allie and McCade 1 year. We were living in Cedar City still. I think it was their first year of marriage, if I'm not mistaken.
It might have been.
And we're both It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia podcast fans. Podcast, oh my gosh. Listen to their podcast, it's fun. We're both It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia fans. And if you've seen the Christmas special, there's just a lot of things that happen in it. And we went ham wild with that. And just everything was like It's Always Sunny reference. We got on the DVD. So there's actually something useful in there. But then like we got on like a Simon Says. I think we got a Lamborghini Hot Wheels. Cheese curds and malted milk balls in a nice bag, like, and that I feel like was, I told, I don't know if she wants her name on the podcast, I told McCade's wife this year, I said, I feel like we peaked and I'll never give you, like, a better Christmas gift again, because that was just too perfect. I think the only one that's better than that is, a very, 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 very inside joke of, Brady's cousin, and she, as it's like a big running joke that she wanted a Reba McEntire trash can 1 year when she was for Christmas, and everyone made fun of her and like always drug it up that she wanted it. So 1 year when we got them, that's what I gave her. You know, like, I actually really do love giving gifts, because I really love like sitting down and thinking, like, hey, what would this person, like, enjoy more than anything? And going out and getting it. I hate receiving, just because I don't feel like I can ever be, like, as genuine as I'm supposed to be. So I just, I open it and I'm like, oh, thanks. And I really appreciate it. I just feel like I can't convey that through my face. So.
Like, you don't want to cry?
Not that, just like, I feel like I just smile and say, this is awesome, thank you. And they probably in their head are like, oh, she hates it. Because maybe they want me to cry. Like, you wanted McCade to cry last year. And he didn't. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I am definitely, gifts are not my love language. I do not like getting gifts. But I really do appreciate, I love giving gifts. Like, it was really weird. Not saying anything negative, but the way your family has their gift exchange set up is you can pull aunts and uncles. And 1 year we pulled your mom and dad. And so on top of giving him like just a regular Christmas gift, I had to get him a Christmas Eve gift as well. But I actually did have, well, I had fun thinking up of what I wanted to get him, but as always in my adult life, I was stopped by how much money I have. But yeah, that was like a fun year to like, oh, I found like a BYU hoodie. And your dad's a huge BYU fan, so I got him a like a really nice BYU hoodie, you know, and like something that like I don't know, maybe it's just because the whole dad stereotype, what do you get dads? Like, I just knew, I'm like, this is something he would appreciate, you know? And does he still wear that hoodie? I don't know. I don't remember what it looked like. All I know it was nice, but like just feeling it felt like good quality and everything. But
And
that's all I have to say.
I think for like favorite gifts I've ever gotten, I don't know. Like, I have so many that I remember. Like, the TV that's in our bedroom I got for Christmas one year.
I thought you. Oh.
So I paid half, and my parents paid the other half, and then we got it. And as a kid, I got a remote control fire truck. And that was the coolest. Like, I wish I could find that one. Like, there's certain gifts where I'm like, oh, I want to go like through my parents' storage and see if I can find whatever. And it's like, that's one of them. Like, I wish I could find that one. But I don't know if it's just gone forever or what. But yeah, I haven't seen it. Don't know where it is. Probably long gone. Because it was kind of broken, but it was super cool. I've looked for that one on eBay countless times that I've never seen. Because you type in remote control fire truck, and a lot of stuff shows up that's not it. Or you could do like vintage, like vintage fire truck, and I'm like, I don't know, dude. I just haven't been able to find it. I had a thing called Sliminator. I called it Sliminator. I think that that's what it's called. I know I found it one time on eBay, and it was pretty cool. Like, it was just it was really cool to me. I don't know. I'm super annoyed because I was watching the video of me. It was again the 1993, and the whole video, like, I opened that present early on. And the rest of the video is like, Mom, will you open this? Mom, will you open this? Mom, will you open this? And at the end, like, me as a 34-year-old man watching, I'm just like, shut up, dude. Like, she'll open it when everybody's done, just give her a chance. And then I'm like, oh.
You're just excited.
I was just excited, and I was an excited little 5-year-old. Like, I get it. But yeah, so I don't know. It's that one was pretty cool. That same year I got a Batman tent. That was pretty dope going through looking at that, and I found one, or my sister actually sent me one. It wasn't a Batman tent, it was a mystery machine,
Oh, I had that.
and she sent it to me. It was just a pop-up mystery machine. And she's like, I thought your kids might like this, because our kids are like really into, I don't know if they're into Scooby-Doo. I don't know if they're into Scooby-Doo because they're into Scooby-Doo, or they're into Scooby-Doo because I really like watching.
I think they're into Scooby-Doo because you like watching, because I was a Scooby-Doo kid, and they do not act like I did. I'll just put it that way.
But yeah, so it's exciting to sit down and be like, yeah, I love this. This is so fun. And I'm like, I wouldn't mind buying that little tent for him. Like, it was an awesome tent. Like, it kind of sucked because it was a 90s tent. So it had, what would you call them? It had poles that had to go into like little plastic connectors. And so you had to build the whole frame of it.
Yeah, I had that exact tent.
And then you'd throw it over. That was my Batmobile tent. But your Scooby-Doo one was the same.
Yeah, exactly.
So, and it was badass. Like, it's so cool. Like, I love it. But man, that thing would be a bitch today. Like, I understood why, I didn't, it wasn't built all the time. Because I couldn't do it, I was five. As a 5-year-old, I couldn't do it. And so I'd constantly have to ask my mom or my dad, be like, can you put this tent together? And as a kid, you're like, just put it together. What's so freaking hard? Just put my freaking tent together. But now as an adult, I'm like, oh man, that'd be a pain in the ass. Like, I get annoyed when my kids get out certain things, because I'm like, well, that's something I'm gonna have to pick up, because they always say they're gonna pick it up, but they never do. So then I'm just like, don't play with that. Why can't I play with it? Because you don't put it away. And that turns me into an asshole. But anyways, those were fun. I got a Xbox 360. That was awesome. 1 year I asked for a VCR. I got it. Still looking for that son of a bitch. I don't know where it is. Checked my whole mom's house. Not a clue. But I don't know. I can't, like, that's probably like my most memorable gifts. And pretty much anything Batman, because I grew up as a Batman boy. Like, Batman was my guy, still is. Like, right
Shit
now
don't
I've been
change.
playing that Batman game, not right this second, I'm farming, but I've been trying to play that Batman game, catch up with McCabe, because I bought it before he did, but he had a lot more time to sit and play it, so he sat and passed me up, beat it. But yeah, it's
Christmas is your favorite.
Christmas is my favorite, and pretty much every gift I've ever gotten is my favorite gift. But
Except for the TV I bought you.
what? Oh, my computer screen.
Yeah. I remember I was so proud of that, and you're like, it's kind of a shitty TV. And I was like, oh, well, I got it cheap because we're poor, but I was
Yeah.
super happy to.
No, that's the hard thing. Like, I feel like it's, I can't, I, and this is a personal defect. I'm not gonna try to blame anybody else on this, but I'm a tech guy, So it's like, if anybody else ever tries to buy me like tech stuff, it kind of sucks, because I know what I want, and it's usually something specific, and then somebody like, I went and bought you this, and I'm just like, you shouldn't have.
I think that was the last year I tried to buy you a genuine gift because I just realized that I can't. Gosh, that's the theme of my life currently. I can't please you as a wife, can I?
You can.
Not really. Well, Christmas is your favorite. You got your.
What's your favorite stuff?
We're out of time, so.
I got plenty of time.
All right. Well, I won't waste everyone else's. But yeah, I hope everyone has happy holidays. I guess we'll have to figure out something else, one more Christmas spectacular episode. Since the next one will be coming out, you said Christmas Eve or
23rd.
23rd, our sister-in-law's birthday. The day my former friends call Christmas Adam, because Adam comes before Eve.
Yeah, I'm supposed to work it, but I've been saving a sick day, so we'll see how that goes.
You're not doing that, or you're not going to get holiday pay.
No, I talked to my dad. He said it's all right.
No. Okay, well, this is a discussion for off air, so. What are your. I've been doing polls on the show now. So, what are your favorite. Let's just keep it simple. What's your favorite gift you've ever received? Let us know. We will see you next week with another holiday special. Question mark? We'll talk about it. I've been Amanda.
And I've been Brady.
And we can't wait to talk to you next time.